Right now, let's scare up a forecast with Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
Well, I have to tell you, there's nothing scary about this forecast. So it should be a pretty decent day with sunshine giving way or clouds creeping in, and we'll have temps today, as far as I could see, somewhere between 60 and 65, pretty mild. Tonight, just cloudy for the little ghosts and goblins, a low of 50 to 55. For tomorrow, variably cloudy. Could be a shower, 65 to 70, so not bad. We'll have periods of rain and showers, maybe a thunderstorm on Friday. High temperatures, well, we'll have to see. Depending if we get any sun, we should be in the 60s. And then on Saturday, more showers with highs in the mid-50s. But Sunday will be a sunny day, and the highs will be in the low 50s. So just as we told you yesterday, Saturday looks, pretty dismal. Sunday looks better. As far as the timing of when the showers will move out, again, I don't think it's going to be before early Saturday afternoon. So we have some wet weather at least until early Saturday afternoon.
All right. Now, before we go on and talk more about the weather, all right? Before we go more and talk about the weather. Mm-hmm. I was leaving New York yesterday, Pat. Mm-hmm. Made the mistake of leaving it at 3:40. From the boat basin on the West Side Highway to the George Washington Bridge,
yeah,
an hour and 15 minutes.
Oh.
I should have taken Riverside Drive, but when I looked at where I was going to get on, it looked like it was flowing. Riverside Drive probably would have taken me 40 minutes. Hour and I didn't get home last night until 5:45.
It's a nightmare that I have often experienced, and it just stinks. There's not enough roadways for all the cars and trucks. It's as simple as that. There's just not. They need to do something. They need to knock down some of those the old apartment buildings and just build new roadways. That's all. And I'm sure even if they do that, it'll still be crowded.
It was just unbelievable, I tell you.
Yeah, I could imagine. And it's so frustrating, is it? You just sit there?
And then when I got up to where 84 cuts off 684, of course, there's only one lane to exit onto 684 there for people. So that was backed up. It was just like horrible. Oh, horrible. And what can I say?
Yeah. I don't know what to tell you. How long do you have to do this?
Well,
into the city.
Well, it's now become just like a tradition.
Oh, well then, you know what? Traditions are meant to be broken. Break it.
Nah.
Why? If you don't have to go.
I don't know. I can't help myself.
You can't help yourself. I'll tell you, I was invited to a surprise birthday party, the Saturday, November 10th. And I really don't want to go. The surprise birthday, they're having it in Flemington, New Jersey.
Oh, it's where my brother used to live.
So you know it well.
Yeah.
From my house there, it's about an hour and 45 minutes. Now, granted, I have to take bridges. But you know what? I don't consider this person a close friend.
Yeah.
And to drive 2 hours there and 2 hours back and stay there 2 or 3 hours to me is a waste. But I'm sort of getting forced into it because two friends of mine who live here in the Hudson Valley, they're going too. So they said we can go together. Otherwise, I don't think I'd go. To me, I'm not a driver, and I don't like being in the car, and that is just a waste of time. Especially when you don't see these people. You know, you're invited, but you don't see them. Maybe once or twice a year. I don't know how you feel about that.
I like to drive, I don't mind driving, but I don't like when an hour and 45-minute, two-hour trip turns into 3.5, almost 4 hours.
That
I don't like. And especially, it throws me off my case because, like this morning, now I'm just completely, I feel like somebody hit me with a hammer.
Yeah.
I just feel like somebody hit me in the head with a hammer, and it's going to take all day to recuperate. You know, and it's funny. We ate lunch at my favorite Vietnamese restaurant in the city, and I was brought a box of stuff home with me I was going to eat for dinner. I didn't even bother eating it for dinner. I was so thrown out of whack by the drive.
To me, that's not worth it.
Well, I'm gonna try to not to do it anymore. Oh gosh!
Yeah, so, can't you leave earlier?
You get caught into it. You know what can you do? You know, you just get caught. You all of a sudden you look around and holy smokes, it was like wow, 3:30. Wow, holy smokes. Anyways. So that was yesterday. So a nice day today, and tomorrow's going to be also a little okay?
I mean, you may get a shower tomorrow. That's about it. That is about it. So, and then, you know, the rain comes in Friday and lasts into Saturday. And you'll have to deal with that.
What time Friday?
It comes in Thursday night. It'll be raining by the time you open your little eyes Friday morning.
And is it a heavy rain?
Some of the rain will be heavy.
So it's going to be a steady rain. I won't say steady. It'll be a
right.
It'll
right.
be a steady
and
rain.
Some of the rain will be heavy. There could even be some thunderstorms.
Wow, I tell
and
you.
We all know where they've been going lately. I mean, you know, look, 2 days ago, Stonington had a tornado. Woods Hole, Massachusetts, over on the Cape had a tornado. And Fisher's Island, Long Island had a tornado. How weird is that?
Yeah.
Weird. Well, all I can tell you is that the town today in Connecticut that will be the most celebrated as far as Halloween is Devil's Backbone. Did you know that we had a town called Devil's Backbone?
Devil's Backbone in Connecticut?
Yes,
isn't that Hartford?
So I was looking for, scary town names, and that's the only one that I came up with.
Well, Devil's Backbone.
Devil's Backbone. So you could Google that and see where it is.
Well, it doesn't matter. My backbone is going to be in my house and locked down tight.
Because you're going to probably go home and go to sleep, right?
It's an early day today. I don't know if I'll go home and go to sleep, but I'll go home and I'm going to try to get my body back on the schedule that it's normally used to, which is you get up at about 3:15 in the morning, and you are already relaxed at home, and then you go to bed by like it was so bad last night, Pat. I sat in my chair and I put the TV on,
right.
and I had a can of Dr. Diet Pepper right next to me.
Right.
I opened my eyes and it's 9:45, and my dogs are already in the bedroom. My cats are already placed with, and I had to stumble into the bedroom to go to bed. Because my neck was had a crink in it from being the wrong way in the chair. I fell asleep in the chair without even knowing it. That's how bad it was when I got home.
That's how bad it was. According to this, the Devil's Backbone, according to this, is, I don't know if I could pronounce this,
Shattuck Indians.
Shattuck Reservoir, Kent. Yeah. That's where it is.
In Kent?
In Kent.
Yeah, that's the Shattuck Indian Reservation, all right? So it's right down the road from us, Pat.
There you go.
Right down the road from us.
See that? You're right in Devil's Backbone.
I certainly am. All right, Pat. Have a happy Halloween.
You do the same. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. I didn't even know that. Devil's Backbone is right here. Hey, well, that's going to wrap up the weather for today with Pat Pagano. And that's going to wrap up our first hour. Hello to all you Facebook folks. The Halloween music comes next hour, because if I play music this hour, I get fined because we're not allowed to play music on Facebook Live. See you tomorrow, everybody, on Facebook Live. And come on and join us for the next 2 hours.